The city of New York hands out 40 million condoms a year, and it had a problem. The wrapper on that condom was deemed a little boring. So the city held an online contest and today announced a new design winner. NPR's Robert Smith has the story.
New graphic design rule. Anything you put on the wrapper of a condom starts to look somehow erotic. Take, for instance, Russell Greenberg's submission, the image of a beaver pelt top hat right out of the 19th century.
It seemed like a simpler, more chivalrous time, so I wanted to kind of remind people of the fact that there's good manners involved in sex, and I thought the top hat was a good symbolic reference to that.
And if you picture your little gentleman wearing a jaunty chapeau, then so much the better. Other entries in the condom contest were even more suggestive. The image of a manhole. You know, the round metal ones in the street. A subway train plunging into a dark tunnel.
I didn't want it to be, like, in your face, you know?
We appreciate that, designer Gene Lambert. Everyone knows there's nothing dirtier than the New York City subway system. The finalists in the condom contest had gathered at New York's health department for the announcement of the winner. Tension was mounting in the room as Health Commissioner Thomas Farley introduced the climactic release.
The winning design, reveal it now.
It's the power on symbol that you would find on the power button of a computer or a stereo system. You know that round circle with the little line thrusting up?
When I saw that, I said this was pure genius. Everyone recognizes that symbol on their PC. This sends a message that people should use their own power to control their sexual health.
Dr. Farley somehow missed the opportunity to make a joke about turning on New Yorkers, but he's a serious guy. What are you going to do? The strange thing is, once you stare at that power on symbol, it's now hard not to see it as sexual. The designer, Louis Acosta, says that's the idea.
I wanted to associate it with something that we see in our daily lives so that, you know, it's not so taboo for people.
Had you always looked at a power symbol and thought, that kind of looks like intercourse?
You know, I really like electronics. I don't think I like them that much, though.
Acosta's new sex symbol will not be on all New York City condoms, just a limited release. But it will probably be one of the most recognized logos in New York.
I think it's 6 million.
6 million?
6 million condoms. So I get to be part of, you know, about maybe 4 million people's sex lives.
You figure you use them a few times, right?
Yeah, exactly, multiple. Louis Acosta will not be among those 4 million happy, happy souls. He's married and says he doesn't use condoms anymore. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.